Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And I'm sure you've heard several times throughout the week that it is Earth Day today, April 22nd. Earth Day around the world, not just in the United States. I found it rather interesting to look back to see how this all started. And most of the news things just say, well, Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin was the originator. And one report says he did this because he saw a river of oil, an oil-covered river burning in Ohio. Another report says he started it because of the oil spills in California. And this was back in 1970 when the first one was held. Well, that may have influenced him, but I found an article that was actually written by Senator Gaylord Nelson. And he is called the founder of Earth Day, but it started quite a few years, actually. The whole thought and idea behind it started not quite 10 years before 1970. So like many events and programs and ideas, it's not just a spur-of-the-moment idea. It is something that grows and builds. And when it becomes national and international, you know that it doesn't usually just happen overnight. And in his writing, he said that the idea for Earth Day evolved over a period of 7 years, started in 1962, and that it had been in his mind that the environment simply was a non-issue in the politics of the country. And so he started trying to persuade President Kennedy, Attorney General Robert Kennedy, and others that there needed to be a plan in place to do conservation work, a plan in place to help do some things to save our earth for the future. So that was in 1962. Now, as things progressed, there were a number of conferences, and it happens that not only Senator Nelson, but also John McConnell was very concerned about this. And in a UNESCO meeting in 1969 in San Francisco, the concept also was brought up that not only the United States, but nations around the world should be concerned about what's happening to the earth and what might be changed to help preserve the natural resources of the earth. And actually, he involved the United Nations and got the head of the United Nations to sign a proclamation that the World Earth Day would be held on March 21st, which, of course, is the first day of spring. Well, as time went on, the happening that the United States Earth Day was going to be held on April 22nd. And in 1990, that really became the worldwide date. And at that point, another organizer who had been in on all of this from the beginning actually got the World Earth Day on April 22nd set up that involved, at that time, 141 nations, and there are probably more than that involved now. So kind of an interesting background to know how long all of this planning and kind of everything coming together. And you may remember in the 60s was the time there was a lot of anti-war parades, conventions, people gathering, and so on. And so some of that energy from all the people involved in all of those actions kind of moved to the environment or included the environment. And according to Senator Nelson, that was one of the things that made all this happen, is that many of the people who were concerned about peace and all the actions taking place were also then concerned about the environment. So, like I say, it's, I think, an interesting history of how this all came to be. Now, of course, we can take a care of a little bit of ourselves and what we're doing, but I think it's kind of interesting, and I'll mention some of those ideas, to think about what might be happening around the world today. And, of course, leading up to today and some actions and so on. So just a couple of things that I found that are happening along the way. In Beijing, a hiking group will clean up and carry away trash along a part of the Great Wall. Now, the Great Wall is huge, so that's a huge job. In Uganda, there is a tree planting project, as well as in other countries in Africa that are in, you know, so many forests are being cut down. So tree planting is important for all of us, not just in Uganda or Cameroon, but for all of us, planting a tree is a good thing to do to help cut carbon emissions. In Peru, one of the things that's happening is a ceremony for the startup of a new wind turbine, renewable energy source. So that's just a couple of examples of what's happening in other places. So what can we do at home? And I'm thinking a lot of you listening are already doing some things. You may not even kind of think about it at this point because it's become such a habit. And hopefully that is what happens, that Earth Day environmental care is not just April 22nd, but that it's a time to kind of highlight what's going on, but that what we do year-round. And of course, one of those is having a recycling plan. What do you do with the things that are not garbage, and how do you prevent the garbage, you know, cutting down on some things? And what do you recycle? We have a wonderful landfill in Cass County that keeps up to date on all the things that can go into the landfill and how we get those to the landfill. So that's a really good one, is to do those recycling things. If it's just one person in your household and it takes a while to accumulate the cans, the newspapers, so on, you know, you just have to have a place to stash them until you can make that little trip to the recycling bin. Now, here's one that saves you money as well as saving the water, and that is to fix leaky faucets. Yeah, they cost you money as that water is leaking out of the faucet. If nothing else, not only the water supply, but it's using energy. You have to have some sort of pump to get that water where it's going to go in your house. So it saves in several ways. We mentioned plant a tree. And if you're going to plant a tree, if you heard Jim the other day, he's talking about calling 911. If you're going to dig a pretty big hole, you'd better call 911 before you plant that tree. Carpool. If you don't go to a job every day where you could carpool, but maybe there's some events and some of those kinds of things and I know you do this just to get together with friends. Carpooling is great. It saves energy, and it's also easier when there's not so many cars to find a parking place. Give up bottled water. I know you've seen some information on how many bottles are produced to fill with water. That doesn't mean we should quit drinking water. It means that we just need a refillable permanent water bottle to carry with us rather than buying another plastic bottle. And if you do buy a plastic bottle, that's most of those are recyclable. Here's one I really like, buy local. And that could be lots of things, because if we stay in town instead of going out of town, we're saving the gas that puts in our vehicle. But especially buy local food. And that season is coming right along. You can get some things right now in our local stores, wherever you live, that are grown locally. Go paperless if you have access to a computer. Paperless means there's going to be less paper that's being used, and also less for you to recycle out of your house. And you can help organize, but today you can just help be part of a community cleanup, because you've heard Jolene Smith, the Parks and Rec, talk about that today at 2 o'clock is the time to help clean up Schoberg's. And it's fun. It might be a little chilly, but the sun is shining. Be there at 2 o'clock. Work however long you can and help clean up that area. So until next time, I like what our landfill says. There is no planet B.